Jesus. Se le vuoi echare un arme di Bhakti Viranda Swami, se le provocare, che l'ananta corti va e se le prende chi, scambia di te, anche un giallo di Bhakti, se le provocare, la Vacharya Sri Dhari Dhasta Kurti, Samavarata Bhakti Vrinda Ki, Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Antara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Daini Thai Bhora Prakati, all that is Kiyasa Madhavis, all that is Kiyasa Madhavis, all that is Kiyasa Madhavis, all that is, all that is Sri Gurunta Sri Gurunta, all that is Sri Gurunta. Om Agyana Timiram Dasya Gyananjana Salakayam Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavapistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Swapadam Narayanam Namaskritya
Narayanam Namaskritya Om
Chayva Marotamam
Devim Sarasvatim
Vyasam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam
Tato Jayam Dhiraya
Tato Jayam Dhiraya
Nasta Prayasa Patreshu
Nasta Prayasa Patreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Tamasloke
Bhagavati Tamasloke
Bhavati Naishtiki
Bhavati Naishtiki
Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Prabhu Nityananda
Advaita Gadadhara
Advaita Gadadhara
Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya,
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Mukham Karoti Vachanam Pangum Nandayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Step in God realization. Today we are reading text number 18. Niyaschet,
Niyaschet,
Vishayebhyaha,
Vishayebhyaha.
Akshan,
Akshan.
Manasa,
Manasa,
Buddhi,
Buddhi,
Sarathihi,
Sarathihi,
Manaha,
Manaha,
Karma Vihi,
Karma Vihi,
Akshiptam,
Akshiptam,
Shubha Arte,
Shubha Arte,
Dharayat,
Dharayat,
Dhiya,
Dhiya,
Yascha Vishaya Pyokshan
Yascha Vishaya Pyokshan
Manasa Buddhi Sarathihi
Manasa Buddhi Sarathihi
Mana Karma Bhirakshiptam
Mana Karma Bhirakshiptam
Jibharte Dharayat Dhiya
Jibharte Dharayat Dhiya
यच्चेद् विषयेभ्यो क्षान् मनसा बुद्धि सारथिः मना कर्मभिरक्षिप्तम् शुभार्थे धारयत् नियश्चेद्विषयेभ्योक्षान् मनसा बुद्धि सारथिः मना कर्मभिरक्षिप्तम् शुभार्थे धारयत्
मनसा बुद्धि
सारथिः
मना कर्मभिराक्षिप्तम् शुभार्थे धारयेत् धिया
मनसा
बुद्धि सारथिः
मन
कर्माभिराक्षिप्तम्
शुभार्थे धारयेत् धिया progressively spiritualized, withdraw it from sense activities, and by intelligence, the senses will be controlled. The mind too absorbed in material activities can be engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead and become fixed in full transcendental consciousness. kindly repeat after me. Gradually.
Gradually.
As the mind becomes.
As the mind becomes.
Progressively spiritualized.
Progressively spiritualized.
Withdraw it.
Withdraw it.
From sense activities.
From sense activities.
And by intelligence.
And by intelligence.
The senses will be controlled.
Senses will be controlled.
The mind.
The mind.
To absorb in material activities.
To absorb in material activities.
Can be engaged.
Can be engaged.
In the service of the personality of Godhead.
In the service of the personality of Godhead.
And become fixed.
And become fixed
in full transcendental consciousness.
In full transcendental consciousness.
Purport. The first process of spiritualizing the mind by mechanical chanting of the pranava, omkara, and by control of the breathing system is technically called the mystic or yogic process of pranayama, or fully controlling the breathing air. The ultimate state of this pranayama system is to be fixed in trance, technically called samadhi. But experience has proven that even the samadhi stage also fails to control the materially absorbed mind. For example, the great mystic Vishvamitra Muni, even in the stage of samadhi, became a victim of the senses and cohabitated with Menaka. History has already recorded this. The mind, although ceasing to think of sensual activities at present, remembers past sensual activities from the subconscious status, and thus disturbs one from cent percent engagement in self-realization. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami recommends the next step of assured policy, namely, to fix one's mind in the service of the personality of Godhead. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also recommends this direct process in the Bhagavad Gita 6:47. Thus, the mind being spiritually cleansed, one should at once engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord by the different devotional activities of hearing, chanting, etc. If performed under proper guidance, that is the surest path of progress, even for the disturbed mind. Yachit Vishayepyo Kshan Manasa Buddhi Saratihi Manakarmabhir Akshiptam Dibharate Dharayat Dhyaya. Translation again. Gradually, as the mind becomes progressively spiritualized, withdraw it from sense activities, and by intelligence, the senses will be controlled. The mind to absorb the material activities can be engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead and become fixed in full transcendental consciousness. So yesterday's verse was in reference to the mechanical chanting of the Omkara. Prabhupada was explaining how this is generally for those who are too materially, still very much materially attached, and who don't have the proper understanding of Godhead. Means it is generally for those who are impersonalists, Mayavadis. Here we are being told how such a mechanical process, even if one is successful in attaining samadhi, it is still a very risky, not so secure position. Means it is not sufficient to simply disengage ourselves from material activities. This is the point. Unless we learn to become positively engaged, that is the wonderful dimension of Krishna consciousness. It is important to negate material attachment, or to become, as we say, detached, tyaga, asatsanga tyaga, as Lord Chaitanya instructs. But unless we become positively engaged in spiritually oriented activities, then our position remains very insecure. The example is given in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Many great yogis in the past, they had attained this state of samadhi, completely detached, but because the subconsciousness is something that practically we have no control over our subconscious mind. Mind is like some big, big computer recorder, hard disk, very, very full of memories. You cannot erase so easily memory. Memory is there since many, many lifetimes. So, simply to no longer be active materially is not sufficient. So it is actually only the process of devotional service which gives us that opportunity to become positively engaged. That is why the process of bhakti, devotional service, is a much more secure process. It is actually the assured process which can liberate one completely from this material world. That is mentioned actually in the Bhagavatam in many verses. One verse in particular is explaining how the very activity of bhakti automatically brings detachment and transcendental knowledge. It's very important. It means that we don't have to endeavor separately to become detached from the material world. We don't have to endeavor separately to cultivate transcendental knowledge. Simply by engaging in activities of bhakti, devotional service. These are byproducts. Byproducts. It will happen automatically. Because activities of devotional service beginning, as Prabhupada also reminds us, with a very powerful process of śravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting. It is declared in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the assured process to bring us to complete detachment from the material world and to gradually bring us to complete self-realization. That is actually the status or level of samadhi. Samadhi is when one is fully engaged, fully absorbed in practical activities of devotional service. Activities of devotional service, the nine processes of devotional service, are extremely powerful, and they act in such a way that very quickly the living entity actually becomes purified. And by this process of purification, then the natural qualities of the soul become manifest. One of those qualities of the soul, we were explaining a little bit yesterday to the children. Now we're explaining to the bigger children. We're all children, children of God. One of the qualities of the soul, generally people don't know, is that the soul in his, not in its, in his, soul is a person. The soul in his purified consciousness is full of knowledge. That means that if one simply endeavors for self-realization, then all knowledge will gradually become manifest. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to labor writing exams. So much pressure is there. So much of hard endeavor. And so expensive also. One can acquire, just like this knowledge that we come in contact with in the pages of the Bhagavatam, in the pages of the Vedic literatures. How is it possible that so much of detailed information is given, isn't it? The time factor, just one small example, the time factor, when one reads that section in the Bhagavatam, where it explains how we know about minutes, you know, hours, minutes and seconds. In our Western understanding. But Bhagavatam goes to very, I don't know, very, very minute, less than 1 second. Many, many divisions. They each have their name also. So it's from the... In both senses, in both directions, even within the material world, there is infinitely big and infinitely small. This material cosmos universe, the scientists are amazed at their so-called discovering new planets. Whatever they are discovering, however, that is all in one universe. It's all in one small universe. The smallest of the universes is baffling the greatest scientists. So this gives us a little comprehend that how infinite and how great is the Supreme Lord, and that it is only by becoming purified in consciousness that one can come to be higher and more secured position of being fixed up in service to the Lord. It means unless a transcendentalist comes to that position of being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, then his position is not secure. Position is not secure. Another important instruction here, which is also one of the basic instructions given by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, is that one must learn in the beginning stage, one must learn to control what is called the lower self by the higher self. The senses and the mind, they're considered lower than the intelligence, isn't it? The physical body, mental body, then the spiritual body. So within the psychic body, what is called a mental body composed of mind, intelligence, and ego, then the intelligence is a higher faculty than the mind. The senses and the mind, as we know from personal experience, as it is explained also in the various Vedic literatures, are extremely difficult to control. One can begin to control the mind and the senses by one's intelligence. Means by taking seriously the various instructions given in the Shastras, by applying these good instructions. This requires intelligence. Otherwise, if we simply follow the dictates of our mind, I don't feel like chanting today. I don't feel like going to Mangalarati. I don't feel like, this is all mind. Feeling, willing, and thinking, the activities of the mind. So a devotee, that is why it is mentioned in the Agreed Chaitanya Charitamrita that a devotee of the Lord, someone who has taken up the process of bhakti devotional service, he is the most intelligent person. He is the most intelligent person because he is utilizing his intelligence properly. He understands, he has understood that I should not follow the dictates of my uncontrolled mind and uncontrolled senses. And that I should rather follow the good instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself and His various representatives, and especially apply this process of bhakti or devotional service, which is actually the only process which can completely, we could say, nullify. Bhakti actually burns up all material attachments. Bhakti burns up all of one's karma. Because as long as one, this subconsciousness, that is karma, karmic reaction. When we sleep at night, so many thoughts, so many what we call dreams, so many thoughts, so many desires come out. We wonder, sometimes we remember some of our dreams and we recall, my God, where does that come from? Isn't it? And we do all kinds of crazy things in dreams, isn't it? Because It's our subconsciousness, uncontrolled. It's karma, karmic reaction. So bhakti, the more we engage in bhakti, that burns up those karmic reactions. Actually, only bhakti can burn up karma. That is why even somebody may take up various processes of transcendence. It's like yogic methods such as those referred here, physical yoga, asanas and breathing exercise, all of these things, they can help, but only to some extent. Those processes, even jnana, cultivation of knowledge, they do not burn up karma. So as long as we have karma, we're in trouble. Karma is what is binding us in this material world. That is why it is mentioned. Krishna bhakta niskama. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami. Sakale ashanta. Those who are engaged in material activities of sense gratification, those who are engaged in cultivation of knowledge, and also those who are engaged in developing various mystic powers, they're classified bhukti, mukti and siddhi. But they all have some kama, material desire. Therefore they can never be satisfied. They can never be satisfied because they still are connected with the modes of material nature, the gunas. As long as we are connected with the modes of material nature, we cannot be happy, cannot be satisfied, and also cannot be liberated from the material world. So, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sabale ashanta krishna bhakta niskama ataiva shanta. Because a devotee of the Lord, he is niskama, no material desires. He is engaged in bhakti devotional service, and that is burning up, actually very quickly, simply by circumambulating Tulasi Devi. That burns up so much of karmic reaction, simply by chanting purely, sincerely, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That burns up. We've accumulated, we cannot imagine, mountains and mountains of karmic reaction. But in one blow, by engaging in bhakti, that, just like some big thunderbolt sometimes will smash up one big tree, it smashes, destroys karma. So this is being referred to here, that we should wholeheartedly, with great faith, great conviction, take up the process of bhakti, directly serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we were touching on this a little bit in the class yesterday. In the beginning, we naturally will not be able to always constantly remember the Supreme Lord. But if we can remember to be engaged in the service of the Lord, that is as good as remembering the Lord. If we can remember the good instructions, and by our intelligence, even though we may not always be inclined because of our material conditioning, but by our intelligence, understanding that this is actually for our good, then by applying these good instructions, by engaging favorably in activities of bhakti, of devotional service, then we will remain protected. And Krishna protects those living entities who have taken up the process of devotional service. And in this way, gradually, all that's nicely explained also in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that by regularly hearing the instructions from the Bhagavatam, by regularly taking up the chanting of the holy name, then these lower modes of material nature, especially Rajagun and Tamagun, they will become dissipated. They will gradually disappear. They'll become erased. And one will become situated in the mode of goodness. Devotee means, properly explains, someone who's situated in the mode of goodness. Devotee is someone who is practicing devotional service, means somebody who's following. As the Prabhupada explained directly, if one follows Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You forgot your lesson yesterday. So Prabhupada explains, if one follows these four rules and regulations, it means he's situated in the mode of goodness. If somebody doesn't follow, it means he's still influenced by passion and ignorance. So of course, only following or just following the four rules and regulations is not sufficient to be liberated. Because on the subtle platform, there are still many impurities. But that is the beginning level, beginning stage. To follow strictly the four rules and regulations, then one will become situated more and more in the mode of goodness. And as Prabhupada also explains, it is only when one is situated in the mode of goodness that one can more easily transcend. That one can actually begin to understand about spiritual topics, that one can understand about dharma. So, that very nice verse we find in the Bhagavatam, evam prasanna manaso, evam prasanna manaso, means when one is situated in the mode of goodness, his mind becomes peaceful. Peaceful. You can sleep at night without taking any pills. You can wake up in the morning without taking wake-up pills. I don't know how people do that. No, how do you take a wake-up pill if you're still sleeping? So, it means maybe to wake up more, right? You have to be awake to take the pill. So, but one who is following the simple process, the mind becomes peaceful. Evam prasanna manaso. And then Prabhupada explains, actually the verse explains, Bhagavat bhakti yogata. Only when one is having a peaceful mind can he engage nicely in activities of devotional service. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata. Then bhagavat tattva vijnana. Bhagavat tattva vijnana. When one is nicely engaged in devotional service, what happens is that Krishna, who is very, very pleased, very happy to see someone finally coming to his senses and taking up the process of devotional service, then Krishna begins to reciprocate. Bhagavat tattva vijnana, by revealing, this is how devotees actually acquire knowledge, not simply by some mechanical means, by the serious application of bhakti or devotional service. Then vijnana, transcendental knowledge, realized knowledge, becomes revealed to such a devotee. Bhagavat tattva vijnana mukta sangasya jayati. And by this revealed knowledge, transcendental knowledge. One becomes inspired and engages more and more in devotional activities, and those activities of pure devotional service will enable one to become mukta jeev, liberated. One will become liberated from, actually one can become liberated even before leaving this body. One can become liberated from this material entanglement of the modes of material nature, from all of the attractions, false attractions, false allurements of Maya. One is able to discern, one is able to see Maya's moves, and in this way remain fixed in devotional service, remain protected. Krishna protects such a sincere devotee, and then in this way one, even in this lifetime, even before leaving this body, one actually becomes liberated. And then naturally, if one is already liberated, isn't it, before leaving the body, one will continue to be liberated upon leaving the body as well. So this is a very important section of the Bhagavatam. It is the first step in self-realization. So the first step in self-realization is what these children are doing. They're just like spontaneously coming out, you know. This is due to Sadhu Sangha Association. They're coming and it is like automatically having darshan of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, then it is like happening. That's why Vedic culture gives, as we mentioned yesterday also, so much importance to having young boys and young girls exposed to this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, to this activity of devotional service. Prabhupada one time was explaining that anyone who has received training in Gurukul, for them to practice austerity is fun. You know, for us, anyone who has come to Krishna consciousness, let's say after the age of 20 or more, then austerity is not fun. Getting up in the morning and practicing various regulations. But for someone who has been doing this since the age of 4 or 5, it is like second nature, or actually becomes first nature. First nature. So that is what we generally do not know. What most people in this material don't know is that their first nature is to be chanting the holy name. Their first nature is to be engaged in glorifying the Supreme Lord, in being engaged in devotional activities. Our first nature is to always be happy. That is the nature of the spirit soul. And we see this in children when they are given that opportunity. When they are, from a very young age, given good association, good instruction, they immediately take to it, isn't it? And it's just very natural. Yes. We fully agree. What's going on? The children are very spontaneous, very natural. Any questions on this verse?
before we get kicked out of this room. Classes are supposed to start soon as for. The first student is here. Jai Gantarajman Bhagavatam ki, Jai Prabhupada ki, Hari Hari
Bol. Sadhanath Maharaj ki, Jai Prabhupada ki.